So many times in the gospel text do we see Jesus and healing someone say something like this: your faith has healed you. Your faith has saved you. Go. Your faith has healed you. Stand and walk. May it be done according to you, may it be done unto you according to your faith. Time and time and time again, the necessity for faith, the invitation that the healing itself is not the means of faith, but that the person has come to faith and therefore the healing follows. Did you ever pick up on that? It's as if faith, an invitation to believe what God says, is coming to understand who He is, and understanding who He is, who I am. When identity is set properly, things follow. Who is Jesus? He is the Son of the Eternal God, second person of the Holy Trinity, the Word incarnate. God from God, light from light, true God from true God. And yet for the people of His own native place, He is the carpenter's son. He's got cousins, named a bunch of them. His mom's Mary, we know who she is. He's the carpenter. Is that true? Well, Jesus did carpentry, and Joseph was a carpenter, and Joseph is his foster father, yes. But it is not belief that He is the son of a carpenter that brings salvation. It's something much greater than a carpenter's son here. And because they cannot accept who He is, they do not enter into faith, and He does not do any mighty deeds there in their midst. Have you ever been told the truth, but from the wrong person? You know what I'm talking about? That's why I got a smile on my face, right? When someone tells you the truth, and you know it's true, but it's the wrong person. You don't get to tell me that. Not you. Then we hear the truth from someone else, and that person's the right person. We're like, yeah, I just had this life-changing, transforming truth. This person spoke into my life. And if you're that other person, you're sitting there going, I told you that 2 weeks ago. And they're just like, it's amazing. It's so life-transforming. You're not the right person. It happens in our life all the time. We're told the truth, but it's the wrong person. Wrong person, you don't get to tell me that truth. I can't hear it from you. There's too much baggage. There's too much water under the bridge between us. You ever try to evangelize your family? When my mom tries to pull the thing where you need to talk to your niece, you need to talk to your nephew, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, they have a priest. They need to go talk to him. No, but you're their uncle. You need to go. I'm like, Mom, it doesn't work that way. What if I go to my niece and my nephew? You know who I'm going to get a phone call from? My sister, my brother. And they're going to be like, what are you doing? Meddling in their life, doing this, doing that, blah, 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 this and that. No. No. Jesus had to grow up somewhere. I feel sorry for them. Isn't that weird? I feel sorry for the town where Jesus grew up, because He had become familiar to them and they weren't able to see the truth of who He was. A warning for us all, my brothers and sisters, for many of us, we too grew up with Jesus. Did we not? He was a part of our household from the very beginning. What other people said about him, how he knew him as a child, all of these things. And sometimes growing up with Jesus, even in our own household, makes it very difficult to come to believe in him, in the truth of who he truly is. My brothers and sisters, do not put Jesus in a box. You do not have him figured out. Allow Jesus to be Jesus. Allow him to be the Son of God who has come into the world to redeem it, the eternal Word. Allow him to be resurrected in his glory. Allow his hair to be white as wool and his eyes filled with fire. As John saw him in Revelation, allow Jesus to be Jesus. So that miracles may happen in your life. And true redemption and transformation and conversion might be a part of it. Amen.